Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
That Bob Marley song right there. Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be all right. You know, I want to welcome everybody to the Kelb's Corner special Thanksgiving holiday edition. The special Thanksgiving holiday edition. We're gonna we were just on the air yesterday. Y'all heard us chomping at the bit and speaking a little bit, you know. But we gonna finish it off today. We gonna finish the meal today. Is it right for me to say that, Tree? Can I say that?
Yes, it is.
Finishing the
meal?
Okay. Before we get into this, and I'm not going to get emotional, guys. I'm going to hold it together. But the reason that Bob Marley, "Don't Worry About a Thing, Everything Is Going to Be All Right," is so relevant to me right now is this is the first holiday without my mom and my dad. And, you know, I'm preparing, I'm doing the cooking and for the house and, you know, getting everything together, and it's like, I'm serious. I can hear my mom saying to me what to do with what and how to cook it and how long to cook it. As you know, my man Kevin, Therese, you know about Kevin and the fried turkey. Lord, Lord, hula. Man, look at here. Look, I just sent my turkey over Kevin's house so that one of, because every year I fry one turkey and then I brown bag the other. So,
I know that's right.
Yes. It is great. I was telling Reese, I was like, dang, boy, I wish that fried turkey was done already because I'd be eating some of that right now at this moment.
Yeah.
But, I was, to say the least, I was feeling a little down, you know, and you know, disturbed at the fact, you know, of the situation being what it is. But I just heard my mother saying in my mind, "Don't worry, son. Don't worry about a thing. Everything gonna be all right." And this song, Bob Marley, was so fitting. You know what I mean? Because I needed that. I needed to hear that. You know, I was talking to Hula, and we were talking about a buddy of ours who just had that RSV virus, and after that, he had COVID, and he passed it on to his parents. And he was like, man, "I'm in here playing doctor. You know, they sick, and I'm in here playing doctor." And I told him, I said, boy, you don't know what I would give to be able to play doctor to my mom and my dad right now. Bruh, listen, there is a bright side to every situation. whatever we're facing, it just takes time for us to sometimes see it, for us to sometimes make it out what it is, you know what I mean? But once you do, man, you got that joy like Bob Marley. He ain't worried about a thing. You know everything is going to be all right. Therese, how was your day? I can't say night, weekend, you know. How was your day?
I know. I got my stitches taken out my face today.
All right.
So that was a great
one. All right.
Yep.
That's what's up. That's great.
You know, I told Shane, I said, hey, I got stitches in my face. I'm a warrior. I got, you know, like, got stitches in
my
face.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, like that, right? Guess
right,
what he said?
Right.
You know, he got to always, you know, be tame. He got to be tame.
Yeah.
Guess what he said?
Anything else to be uncivilized. Go ahead.
Okay. This Bama said, if you was a real warrior, you wouldn't have got the stitches. You just would have toughed it out.
Goodness.
I said, okay. That's how you feel. That's how you feel. I ain't that kind of warrior. I'm going to have to get this stitched up.
Yeah. Tang, I'm gonna have to go with Sis on this one. If you're in a situation where you needed stitches, you have to go ahead and get the stitches, man. That John Wayne way of handling things, I'm gonna have to go. And give an attaboy to Sis for that one.
Yeah.
You know, get them stitches, man. For one time, I'm going to tell you, don't listen to your husband. Get them jokes done, man. Get them jokes done. I'm trying to tell you. And look, nobody hates stitches and needles and stuff like that more than I do. I can't stand them, for real.
Yeah.
But when it's necessary, it's necessary. You
it's
know what
necessary.
I mean?
Shame
on you, Tay, for making my sister trying to make my sister feel wrong for getting them stitches. Boy, hey, listen, you know what you should have told him? He'd be much happier in a house with you having stitches than without.
Okay.
That pain would have been, whoo,
yeah.
You had something to deal with there. You had something to deal with there. So congratulations on getting them removed. Like I say, man, I give you all props with that because, brother, man, look at here. I still be trying to, like, play big boy when I'm at the doctor's, when they giving me a shot. A needle.
Mm-hmm.
I still be trying to play big boy, you know, and look away. every time I look, right, they like 2 inches from my flesh. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, Phil, you gotta be that dude here, man. You gotta be that dude.
Right.
And I don't know what is going on with the phlebotomy trade right now, but every phlebotomist is a nice looking woman. So you can't be no big strong dude. y'all ain't gonna trick me like that. Give me that dude over. Let that dude
they
give me my
shot.
They
don't
want
to do it. Look, they don't even want to do it in the chat. The dudes don't be wanting to.
I get through it, you know. I be quiet at first, but when it's done, I be talking again. I be talking again, you know. Like that colonoscopy, girl, trees. I'm trying to tell you, trees.
Oh, I would sleep
on
mine. Nah, I would sleep.
I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, in the beginning, I couldn't go to sleep. But when they actually started the procedure, yes, I fell asleep. You know,
I was asleep before the procedure started.
They told me to say my alphabet. I said my alphabet, and I remember getting to D, and I was done.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Girl, all the pre-procedure, oh, my goodness. I told you my blood pressure went up like 2 and some change, over 1 and some change, and she's like, oh, Mr. McClain, what's wrong? What is wrong? And I'm like, y'all taking too long. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm all scared. My brother done told me about how poking holes in people's colon and I'm nervous.
Oh,
yeah, you take it. Yes.
Horror story before you went in there.
Yes, yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Lord.
I told that Bama, I owe him. I owe him for real.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? But, yeah. All right, y'all, that's our jibber jabber for today. Today on this Wednesday, special edition of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the FIFA World Cup. And maybe y'all can help me understand this soccer thing. You know, I remember playing it as a child. I remember they were introducing it in PE or gym class, whatever you want to call it. But I forgot so much because it's been so long, you know. And I was watching my brother sent me a tape of my niece playing soccer, and she was like, "You remember the movie Superbad when they was playing soccer and dude just kicked the ball? It was like, oh yeah, here comes the ball, kick it to me over here. I'm open, and that's what my niece was reminding me of. She looked like she was not interested at all in that soccer match. So, and I was like, aww. Yeah, that would be me. That would be me, for real. Because I'd be like, okay, what's the point? We all just running around back and forth, up and down this field, trying to kick the ball into this box. And once we get there, it's somebody that's stopping the ball from going in the box. I don't want to play this. All right. Okay. Maybe we can get baby girl to get on here to explain to Uncle Kill what in the heck is the object to soccer. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
We discussed the state of the NBA as a whole, first to last. We went in detail yesterday with the Wizards, so we don't have to discuss the Wizards. But I want to talk about some teams that we haven't talked about: the Lakers. I still feel that we haven't hit the nail on the head with these Golden State Warriors either. So we're going to try our best to hammer that down when we discuss the NBA. Lady T on deck with her week 12 edition of Lady T. Congratulations to 007, the one who I never, ever.
I didn't see that coming.
did not, you know what I'm saying? So good luck to everyone else. I hope you guys studied your picks, studied the game, studied the teams, and got it all ready. So when Lady T calls your name, you'll be able to spit your joke right out to her.
Yeah.
And you can have a remix that down. You feel that remix? You feel that remix?
Yeah.
We got to into week 12 and the expectations of week 12. It's funny to me with our expectations, y'all, because it seems like every week something or some team surprises us. So who do you guys think that team will be in this week 12 of the NFL? Okay, now you all can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live, and you know what? I'm gonna change that a little bit, if I may. The Online Corner crew and my Betty. My Betty is always in. I appreciate my Betty. Listen, my Betty don't hold back, y'all. She be running laps around y'all, talking trash, interacting, and all that. So, yeah, man, we want everybody to participate like that in our online corner crew. I mean, we enjoy you being there. We want you to be there. But we want you to interact a little bit, too. You can join DMV Kale and all our in-studio guests, including Lady T, at 563-999-3782. Join there and let your fun begin. You know what I'm talking about? Let it begin. Because we do a different type of sports talk here. You know, I've had people to tell me, man, y'all show off the chain. Y'all do something different. So, yeah, man. That's what we want to do. Something different. We want everybody to feel it and enjoy it. All right? All right. So, Lady, you got anything else you want to say?
No, we good.
All right, we good. Well, then we're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And I promise y'all, this is the last one. But I just... Bob Marley to this its highest levels tonight while I'm cooking. You understand me? Boy,
I know that's
I hope I. All right, the FIFA World Championship, guys. Let me break it down like this. Group A from November the 20th, Ecuador beat Qatar 2-0. Ecuador 2-0. On the 21st, England smashed Iran 6-2. The Netherlands, Group B was England and Iran. Group A, Senegal and the Netherlands. And the Netherlands won that game 2-0. Group B, the United States tied one apiece with Wales. The United States tied with Wales. Group C yesterday was Argentina and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia won 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Denmark and two boy, TUNISIA. That's the name of it, y'all. They tied 0-0. And yesterday, Mexico and Poland. Mexico, surprise, tied 0-0 with Poland. France in Group D won 4-1 over Australia. And then today, guys, we'll have Morocco and Croatia, Germany, Morocco and Croatia have already played. They went 0-0 in Group F. Group E, Japan defeated Germany 2-1 in Group E. Spain defeated Costa Rica. Wow. 7-0. Wow. And Group F, Belgium defeated Canada 1-0. This thing, I'm even more confused now.
Yeah.
What exactly are the groupings? How are they setting up these groupings? You know, let me see.
Come to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna come to Big Boy because my niece plays soccer. So Big
okay,
Boy,
okay, here we go. Big
Boy,
boy.
Willis, Heard her. Take your call off. What's happening? We tried to figure this grouping out with the FIFA Soccer World Cup. We're trying to figure the grouping out. How are they arranging these groupings, like Group A, B, D, and all that? Okay. Well, you know what? All I'm going to say is keep sending me those videos of my beautiful niece because I get a kick out of them. I enjoy them, you know?
Oh, they can raise their friend violin now.
Oh, okay. That's what's
violin. Up. I know that's right.
That's what's up. But I ain't going to do it. I'm Drake going to a story. I ain't going to do it. My man, 57, what's up? What's up, Huckleberry?
How you feeling, bro?
What's up, everybody? Happy day before holiday day.
No doubt.
You look, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know much about soccer. You know, okay. I have to admit, I don't know a whole lot about soccer. But I do know one thing. Wednesday is the best day before Thursday because you get to sample everything. I done tasted everything today except the banana pudding, Tang.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Kale?
Hey, look, ain't nothing like it, baby. Your baby said, baby, come here. Taste this, baby. And look, you get up like, I go. And Lord, that's all excitement, all love, and good for you. Yes.
Exactly.
I'm with it, bro. Yeah, I am with it. Hey, look, what better subject to take our mind off of FIFA? You know what I mean? Being the sampler. Being the sampler. Boy, ain't nothing like being a damn sampler. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I'm telling you.
Be sampler. Some people get paid to just eat.
You know what I'm saying, too?
We get paid, too.
Oh, yeah, we get paid.
We get to taste all that good food before everybody
else.
Yes, sir. And you sit at the dinner table, people be like, could you pass the potato salad? And look, somebody else done cooked and brought the potato salad, and you just shake your head. Nah, you don't want that. No, you do not
want that. You don't want that.
You know what I'm talking about?
If you see me skipping, that means you skip it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if I say, no, that's okay, I don't want any, I'm good, that means I don't want none of that. Don't be trying to push it on me.
Okay. 5065. Who are you? Where are you calling from? You're on the corner with DMV Kale, Lady T, and the whole corner crew.
And the whole corner crew.
Hello?
What's your name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Okay. Emmanuel.
I called him a different number today.
Can you help us out
with this FIFA World Cup situation? Can you explain the groupings and all of that to us? Help us understand that.
I'm not going to sit here and lie. I watched some of my son. My son is the expert. I'm not the expert in that. I don't know too much about this. I mean, I watch it because my son watch it, but it seems like to me, though, Spain is the team to beat.
Yeah. I'd say they're the only team that scored 7 points. So, But, hey, I'm going to let y'all know what they call a crew. Y'all let me down because I'm feeling real stereotypical. Black people only watch football and basketball.
We don't know nothing about
no
soccer, man.
I mean, I know a little bit, like the offsides, and you can't kick nobody in the shins, and, you know, I know some of the rules, but I don't know enough to say all the groupings, and I know enough to just follow along so I won't be lost. Like, I can follow along a little league game, not no you know, seeing they get paid millions and millions of dollars. No. I just know don't
you
get
asked something like, who got the prettiest uniforms or something like that?
Oh, my goodness. Not the prettiest uniforms. He did not.
That's as much as I know.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not a huge soccer dude. Now, I love boxing, though. I love boxing.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge
I love boxing as well. I love boxing as well, but boxing is like the big match is like a month or two away, you know, January. January, February. So we trying to, you know, tip our expectations with that a little bit. But somebody going to be able to tell me about this soccer match. And I'm going to take a test right here, right now, Lady T. I'm rolling the dice.
007. What is doing? Happy Wednesday. What's up, y'all?
Come on, 007.
Hey, man, I watched 007. The final game between – well, see, look, I don't know about y'all, but I did my research. As a matter of fact,
okay.
I watched the best 90 minute of soccer in my whole entire life. See, defense wing in you know, American football and national soccer, they have something in common. Defense win games. It was on a penalty kick. It was you know, tied, and my man Rizzo Dome and Takamu Ozino, you know, saying won the game for Japan 2-1. Over Germany.
Okay.
Great game.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, bro, you reading off the book, bro.
Yeah. No, I ain't, man.
You don't really know.
Man, why you always watching it, man? Eat some bruise or something. Hey, look.
Hey, you don't know.
Yeah, I was watching the game. Was you with me?
You got your bug. You got some Cleveland notes over there, 007. You read Cleveland notes.
He got the cliff notes.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
Hey,
you
could tell he was reading because he lost his spot.
I was just excited about it because the game was good. It was good. You know what I'm saying? It was 0-0. Germany scored first. Then it was a tie. Then Japan won the game.
But
yeah.
it's a whole lot of running back and forth, turnover, back and forth, shot, block, goalie, back and forth. You know, it's monotony to me, if I could say that. You know, I can understand the interest and the excitement, but we're talking about people like from these countries actually losing their lives and you know, over soccer fights. And I'm like, a soccer fight? What in the heck can happen in a soccer fight to make somebody want to kill somebody else, you know? But, hey.
Well, that's
hey, don't play
hey, it happened in football games. It happened in the basketball.
Yeah,
it happened.
Yeah.
Somebody beat him batted and then they went the wrong way, and then now you mad, and then somebody say something to you because you in that state of mind. Hey, anything can happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make the wrong call over there and see what happens.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie to you. I enjoyed Washington whipping Philly, but I enjoyed it more because I was at home. Because I know those Philly fans were impossible. I know that them dudes and females were something else to deal with. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take another call. We're going to find somebody to tell us about this FIFA.
What's up, man?
You on the corner. What's going on, bro?
Hey.
Hey, look, man. What's going on?
All right.
Now, tell me you can tell us about this World Cup, man.
Yeah, I mean, I can do, like, some basic stuff. Just think of it like the March Madness NCAA tournament. Just think of it like that, where they got two things they call cups or different leagues where you play to qualify, and you qualify based on the points you get. And then they just split it up. It's like eight groups. They split it up, you know, A through H, and it's based on seeding. And then where the whole tournament is set up, that's based on, like, I don't know if y'all seen a lot of these stories. A lot of that's based on bribes and everything else. So, you know, it's some messy stuff.
You say bribes?
But mainly just think about it like you think about the NCAA tournament.
Okay. Now that's a little clear. That brings a little clarity to it. Yeah. You said bribes. Who would be bribing who? You know what I mean? Tell me about these bribes.
All you got to think about is which country hosted, and that'll tell you who's doing the bribing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the host country normally is the one that
is the bribe.
The Dallas Cowboys. They the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
and Minnesota. Minnesota.
He went right there.
Right there. Right there. Only because I'm bringing Brian, and I want to. I know Brian said no, he didn't. What's up, Brian?
What's up, on the family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? Good to be out here.
Y'all bribing them, huh?
What's up, big bro? What's up,
00857? I heard y'all getting the bribe,
Carl. What's up, bro?
Hey, look, I heard him right. Y'all know how that is, man. Big bank take little bank. That's how it go.
Oh, my God. He ain't even denying it. He is not.
I know, man.
That's how it go.
Say it with the check. Hey, you know what I mean? Say it with the check, bro. I'm kind of impressed on that one.
Hey, we know something about this, though, if we keeping it a buck, man.
They used to have some bowl games.
Did we think those was accidents that certain cities was getting bowl games?
Fact.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All I know is this. Everything Pittsburgh did was above board. That's how I know that. We did ours the right way.
Except
we went out there beat people. We ain't bribed nobody.
Except for your head coach. Except for your head coach kicking his foot out and clipping dude on the kick return.
Bro, that was an accident, bro. That was an accident.
That wasn't no damn accident.
That was not no accident.
You put your left foot in.
That was an accident.
Yes, right.
That's
an accident, sis.
Yeah.
Okay,
bro.
Matter of fact, if you ask me, the officials should watch where they're going.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I know
that. No, he didn't clip the official. He clipped the player. He clipped the Ravens player that was running the ball back. He didn't clip an official.
Oh, no, he got one for an official, too, bro.
Yeah,
oh, he got one for an
official,
too.
He got one for an official, too.
Now, I will say I believe the official may have not been on purpose. I will say that. But that player, he was like, hell no, nah, you ain't going to run this back on left. He picked that man up, yeah. Hey, listen. Hey, 57.
He was a
12 man. I fell in love with Tomlin. I fell in love with your coach from that play forward. Yes, he willing to do what it takes to get it done. You feel me? You can't be mad at a coach like that, man. You cannot
stop
be
that's
mad
good,
at
that's good because he can't coach.
Stop him.
Go ahead.
That's good because he can't coach and win none.
Man, that man got like
he won a Super Bowl win
all time. He can coach.
Yeah,
he just busy. He tired, man. That dude got to do movies and TV shows and coach. You know what I'm saying? Omar Epps, he worked hard.
Omar Epps, though. Dang.
Oh, he looked like his twin, man. I always said that. He ain't lying. He looked just like Omar, man.
I'm sorry.
But that's good.
I'm just putting the two faces together, and I'd be damned if they don't look like big brother, little brother. For real, yeah?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the new Omar.
They used to do
especially the new Omar app. that plays on what's the show, y'all? That comes on Stars. Ghost.
Oh, Razor Kane.
Razor
Kane.
Yeah. Now go on my app. Got that fat face, and he ain't looking like a little high school athlete no more. Yeah. Him and Tomlin look like brothers, too.
They
hung
around the same way.
You think so?
Yeah. They probably all saw like 5 or 6 years.
Okay. That's
y'all
can't
remember
that's
Tomlin is young. I mean, he was in the league young. He was the youngest coach at one point.
Right, he was. He was the first, youngest coach, the youngest person to get a coaching job. You're right, sis. At one point, he was.
Definitely. That's what's up. All right, let's take one more call. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sis.
No, I said that is what's up. Like that's good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was
and
good.
Once again, Pittsburgh is proving their point once again. Skin color, age, none of that matters. All they want to know is can you coach?
Can you coach? Yeah.
I don't understand how Tomlin got in then. When they asked how can you coach, what did Tomlin say?
Hey,
he didn't tell them the truth.
You play too much.
Listen, every team goes through a time or period where they're not as good as they once were. And it's not on the coach. The team that you're playing just has a little bit more talent and experience than y'all. That's all. That's all, bro.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just say this. I'm going to shut up. I understand y'all on the corner because y'all not used to winning nothing. None of your teams ever won anything, you know? So all of a sudden.
Ever won anything? Only
person who won a Super Bowl is San Francisco. Only person who won a Super Bowl in the 21st century is San Francisco.
Hey, listen, Super Bowls are forever, bruh. So don't come in with that 20th century. Don't come in with that 20th century. If you cross that line, you cross that line. You can't take it away from
them. Hey, don't forget about the two NFL championships, too. We got two NFL championships. That's something you don't got, sir. We got two NFL championships. What's
we Super Bowl? 007. Don't help me, bro.
It happened.
don't help me, bro.
You better stop it.
He got
8 games with Duck Hodges as the quarterback 1 year. Like, Mike Tomlin ain't under question about whether he could coach. He a nice guy because some people would have ran Roethlisberger out of town 2 years ago and started to rebuild already, but he let Ben, ride it out.
He let him play it out. Yeah, he let him ride it out.
You know what I mean?
I don't think he let him ride it out. I think his privileges let him ride it out.
Exactly.
Let me just say that. Thank you, sis.
They kept hoping he was going to retire, then he kept showing back up for training camp. They're like, dang, here come on.
Exactly.
No, you got him confused with Tom Brady.
Look, they was looking out the window. Damn, that's big car, ain't it?
He showed up.
But if Pittsburgh build up on their defense, they could be a contender next year.
Yeah,
if everybody builds up on their defense next year, they'd be a contender, bro.
We don't know if they got a quarterback yet either. The offense good, just the defense needed, step it up a little bit more. Man, we don't know if Kenny Pickett is good yet.
I was going to say, you said what? They offense what?
No, I'm going to say this. Once Pickens actually has some weapons around him, I think that young man is going to be good. I truly do.
Yeah.
I really think he's going to be a good player. I just think right now he's going through his initiation. He's going through his fire in the NFL. That's all. That's all. And he's only going to be a better quarterback because of it. Watch what I tell y'all. He's only going to be a better quarterback because of it.
Without weapons.
Yeah.
I think he's going through the fire without his weapons. Like, so he is getting beat up a little bit because he don't have the whole O-line not, you know, for him right now. I mean, you know, it ain't together all the way together like it needs to be. So I think this is just a little rough draft of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think next year, but they don't draft good. Like, they don't draft in the draft. They don't do good in the draft. So I think they do good, like, with just picking up the remnants of what's left over, people looking over top people and all that kind of stuff. They just dig through that bunch and get what they want and come on out of there with that and keep it moving.
They just be missing on O-line all the time in the draft. But in the draft, boy, they hit on wide receivers every time. And corners, they do pretty good, But that's what I'm saying.
Like, if they only do wide receivers, it's way more positions that need to be filled out besides wide receivers. You see what I'm saying? So they don't do good in the draft. Like, they don't pick good in the draft. You see what I'm saying?
In their defense, Pittsburgh really has in the draft in the past. They've had complete teams. So it was like maybe one or two players that we would think they need, and they would just end up going wide receiver. They just end up going wide receiver and use free agency to build that weakness in their O-line, their D-line, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a matter of them drafting bad. I think they've always had what they needed or wanted in each player. So it was a situation like, okay, well, we got to take something. All right.
But I understand what you're saying. Like, they already was good in those positions. But my thing was, that's what the draft is for. The draft is for, the people that you may need, and, you know, if your person get hurt. Like, you keep drafting wide receivers. Like, you don't got nobody else on the whole line that you think might get hurt? Like, what? I don't get it. Like,
well,
they draft bad.
We don't draft bad. We don't draft bad is that we don't go out and get that number one guy that everybody wants.
Okay.
We don't pay that big money for that number one guy. We find people, like you said, that, you know, behind the curtain that nobody's looking really big. And then we get people and we develop them. But I'm going to say this. Anytime you score 30 points, you should normally win the game. We scored 30 points, but the team that we played against scored 37. So that says our defense didn't show up. So that's our problem right now. Our offensive line is not that bad. We just
–
our defense can't stop anybody, man.
Yeah.
So if – I agree with you on one thing you said, sis.
Behind by a lot, and they started playing prevent, and then y'all started catching up because y'all was getting the doors blown off. Then y'all started rallying, but I don't know, man. Y'all got to
That's why the game is 60 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you.
That's why the game is 60 minutes. That's true. We've seen plenty of teams come back from huge deficits. We've seen that.
Yeah.
We've also seen
some terrible quarterbacks look good because they was getting blown out and they throwing the ball every down. Remember Blake Bortles got all that money because he kept having those stats after the game was over?
Garbage stats. Yeah.563-999-3782. When we come back, NBA. And we're going to stay on
Let's ride.
Biggie, biggie, hey. Lakers Patrick Beverley was ejected versus the Suns after absolutely leveling 7-footer DeAndre Ayton in the back. One question for y'all. Do y'all think that Patrick Beverley is going to be, have we been seeing the docile Beverley or now is it, I'm going to bring that true Beverley out. It's time for them to know who Beverley is. You know what I mean? Has he been calm, you know, so to speak, y'all, or was this just the tip of the iceberg? Come on, Lady T.
I think Beverly, I'm just going to say this. He need his ASS whooped. I'm just going to say that.
He did his time box.
Yeah, that is not the first time he pushed somebody in the back like that. That is not the second time that he has pushed somebody in the back like that. This is the third time that he has pushed somebody in the back like that. And the one person was injured. I can't remember his name. But I'm going to Google it before we get off the phone, and I'll let you know who it was. But the Chris Paul was almost, you know, he almost messed his knee up when he pushed him in the back. Like, stop pushing people in the back. And Devin Booker said it the best. If you going to push somebody, look me in my face and push me while I'm looking. Push me while I'm looking, sir. And that way I'll have a chance to retaliate.
That's a good point.
Like, what are you doing?
That is good.
He need to be suspended. I ain't going to say he need to be he need to be out the league anyway. He old. He washed up. He only make 4 points a game. I mean, his average is 4.1. He got the lowest percentage in the whole NBA. 26%. Like, you don't shoot, you don't do nothing, but you just out there hurting people. Go home, sir. Sit down. Go home.
But
please, you worry about the face.
Most of the time, his teammates, they love the chaos that he creates.
Until he fire on them. Like, they asked him, you going over there to play with LeBron and AD? He said, no, they playing with me. Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that attitude.
Ain't nothing wrong with it if you're putting up double doubles or triple doubles and you doing all that. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right,
but it's
right,
a whole
right.
lot wrong with it if you ain't putting up nothing, sir.
Miss T.
Yes,
you
sir.
Already
I know
know
you got something to say. We already had this conversation, so come on with it.
They going crazy. Beverly, that ain't what Beverly do. Beverly ain't never do no
they
point.
Know what,
we already know what Beverly
yeah.
did.
Yes,
Beverly came
but
in
we tired
to,
of it now. To,
her,
we tired of it. Now he just
came in to cause distraction and play tough defense. We already know why
we
Beverly out there because he can get up under anybody's skin and can get you put out the game. Yeah, the last few years
but
we've been seeing him get
put
out the game.
He went too far, Tang.
If you would have, listen to me, I said
okay.
that. You ain't let me finish. You just jumped in. But what
my
I'm
bad.
Saying
I'm
is,
sorry.
I'm saying is, he was definitely wrong for what he did. But y'all act like everybody we seen in the NBA, when something like that happened in that situation, we seen the Bama go. I ain't talking about the one with Chris Paul. I'm talking about what happened last night when you see another player standing over top of your opponent. I'm not justifying what he did. But since I've been watching NBA since the 80s, That's what everybody do.
Do that make it right, though? But do that make it right? And do that make it safe?
Nah. Why are we going so crazy about it now when we've been saying this since 80s, since I've been watching? That's what everybody do when they taking up for their pay. They run up and they body check them. All I'm saying is I didn't say it was right, but they should have got that straight back in the 80s. Now, since you're saying Project Beverly it, and he was wrong the way he pushed Chris Paul, and he was wrong the way he did it, but that's what every NBA, NFL, anybody that plays sports, if they feel like you disrespecting their player, their brother, they body check them. They don't kill them, they body check them.
That was light compared to some of the stuff we've seen.
Right.
Thank you.
It is like
that wasn't that hard.
But this is my thing. If we doing the safe thing and we making all these changes to the rules, you making all these different changes to the rules, and yes, they've been doing it since the 80s. They probably was doing it since the 60s. We don't know. I wasn't born. So my thing is, they've probably been doing it so long, you know what I'm saying, that it's the normal. But when somebody actually really get hurt from him doing that, then the rule will change.
Then they'll act appropriately.
From doing stuff like that.
Well, they'll act appropriately. They've been fighting and arguing and retaliating against everybody for years. That ain't going to change. That ain't going to change.
Just strictly what he did. It should change.
What he did was light.
The man standing over top of him. Yes, the man standing over top of him. AD standing right there. He ain't doing nothing. He's standing right there.
Well,
you know
what
he didn't do nothing?
Because
he knew he was going to get somebody.
Well, AD ain't, maybe AD ain't as strong as he is. Maybe AD
ain't
as strong as he is.
And that's
why.
He got to do anything.
That's why.
He can do anything.
Let me say that.
I don't got to disagree with that.
I'm with this for the simple fact that nothing egregious has taken place.
Yeah.
So let's get a hold on this. Before it does.
Right now.
Let's stop this.
We threw him out the game.
Well, yeah, they threw him out the game, but what financial fans are fine?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine, possibly suspended.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine. But if you say if somebody got hurt, well, he hurt Russ years ago when Russ was in OKC when he died at his knee.
But y'all just said we talking about last night. You just said we talking about last night. That's what you said.
Just hold tight. Yeah, but hold tight for one.
You know, y'all said we talking about last night.
I got you. Just hold on one second.
Let's get it out, y'all.
Y'all got to understand, Patrick Beverly is a G League level talent that managed to stay in the NBA for 10 years and get himself a pension. Why? Because of hustle plays and how he's perceived.
Yeah.
He's not good, as she laid out. Can't shoot anymore, can't get by anybody. All he can do is sell team stuff and effort. So last night, Hustler of the Year, Patrick Beverly, he does this little maneuver, and it looks good in front of everybody. Say, oh, he stood up for his teammate. Man, that dude just got himself a rest of the season to stay on the Lakers, even though his talent level at this point, probably he shouldn't be getting minutes anymore. This is Pat Bear Hustle. This is what he does. He hustles people. He do all that teamwork stuff. That dude had to ride on that G League bus, and he said never again, and got himself to the league, and this is what he's been on, bro. So I wasn't surprised he did it, but I understand the con he run it. It's like somebody you work with who show up on time every day, but they bad at their job, but they always show up. He one of them people, man.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess everybody don't agree with you, bro.
And guess what, though? For the last 5 years, the NBA been bringing him back, so they love what he do. What are y'all talking
you.
About?
No, they love what he do because he called it wreaking havoc in the NBA, and that's what they want. They want him to wreak havoc in the NBA. Yes, that's what they want. What are you talking about?
Can I say something?
All right, let's go to Darius. I'm talking about.
Let's go to Darius.
Come on, Darius.
To me, this is how I see it. This is my opinion. To me, I feel like what Pep Bev did, there ain't nothing wrong with what he did. For one,
thank you.
He went and stood over the man, right? This is the opposite teammate. The dude went and stood over him, looked at him. Man, put somebody on my team better fucking protect me. My bad with my language, but somebody better protect me. Somebody better have my back. Don't let no man just stand over
protect
me and look at
you
me.
From what?
Why are we acting
protect
like
you
why?
From
what?
I'm going to take my fine. I'm going to take my suspension. I'm going to take everything that y'all throw at me.
You
but somebody, come on, man. We ain't going to be no laying down and you just looking over
hold
me.
Hold on. Wait, you was
no
I didn't know you was in danger. I didn't know you needed some help, sir.
All you did was fall down.
Can I say something?
Look, whenever somebody just saying, like, why are we acting like, and then y'all saying Patrick Beverly on his way to a bus or G League. For one, last year he was ranked second in defense. So what are we talking about?
No, he didn't say that. That's not what he said. Taking out of context. That's not what he said. He didn't say that. He said he's been in the NBA for 10 years. That's exactly what he said.
So what G League talent could come in the NBA right now to be second in the NBA in defense?
And when you say defense, what are you talking about? What does that mean?
He was ranked
about
second
defensive
right
rating?
Behind Giannis last year in defense.
No, he wasn't second rating. He didn't have the second rating defensive rating in the league. No, he did not. He played for Minnesota. After the season was over, they was willing to let him go again. He's been on four teams in the past, 5 years? Like, he's not a great talent, but his grit and grind kept him in the league, and that boy going to get that bread. Shout out to him. For pulling that off, that's not knock on him.
Teams are not just giving money away out there. They must have needed it for something because they paid it. The Lakers paid
it. Take it if they give them the money. Look at your
daughter. They ain't taking nothing from nobody. They giving it to him willingly.
Exactly.
They giving it to him willingly. He ain't taking nothing.
Yeah.
He earned all of it.
Yeah.
All of
the resume.
Those plays,
plays that we're arguing about right now, that is Patrick Beverly's style. So they're paying him.
That's what Tank said.
Yeah, exactly what Tank said. Paying the man for his style. Now I'm going to say this again, bruh. They need to get a hold on that. Because we don't want anyone who's really seriously a face, a great player in this league, find themselves hurt. And you're saying that he's defending or protecting his teammate. Dude was just standing over him. He was just standing over
him.
Can I say
this?
Hold on, if you really want to help him, pick him up.
Don't matter. Y'all trying to take having backs and things like that out of the game. That's what it sounds like. Y'all saying like, nah, don't let's pat each other on the back and
listen.
Let's all be buddy buddy.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Nobody can hear nobody. Everybody wants their point to be heard.
I got this. They're all millionaire ball players, bro. Nobody has to stand up and protect anyone. You want to help your teammate? Stick your hand out and pick him up. You don't go and blindside someone in the back. You don't go and that ain't being soft. That ain't being soft at all.
That's being soft.
Go out of the rules of the game. That's stupid.
Can I say, y'all remember? Okay, let me ask y'all something. Y'all remember last year when that happened? One second.
All right. Let me say this one thing, and then Tang, you got the floor. When I'm not talking about no other player. I'm talking about Beverly. Patrick Beverly. I'm saying he needs to be suspended because this is a pattern for him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying when he pushed Chris Paul in the back, he wasn't defending nobody. He wasn't defending nobody. He ran up behind. Hold on, let me finish. He ran up behind a man and pushed him in the back while the man was walking, right? So that's my thing. I'm just trying to – I want all the players to be safe. I don't want nobody to feel like they can just walk up behind somebody and push them to the point where they fall and knock their teeth out their mouth or bust their forehead open. Mm. That's what I was saying. I'm just talking about this one player. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about this one player has a reputation for dirty play, and he can't play. So
where's the pattern, though? You said there's a pattern. Where's the pattern?
Come on, Tang.
Where's the pattern?
I just told you the pattern.
Y'all, anybody see no pattern with him?
Let Tang make his point.
There was nothing going on. The play was stopped. When he puts Chris Paul, the play was stopped. When he puts, what's his name last night, the play was stopped. He's doing this when no one is expecting him to do this. That's the pattern, bro. Go ahead, Tang.
So, wait a minute. He hurt somebody last year and the year before that? And the year before that, that's a pattern.
He hurt three people. That's a pattern right there.
But if I hurt somebody 5 years ago and then I just pushed somebody last night, that's not a pattern. That's not a pattern. That's not a pattern.
Come on, Tang. Come on, Tang.
That's not a pattern.
All I'm saying is keep a look. When Oakley was mad at somebody, Oakley ran up in their face and did what he was going to do. Don't sneak up on somebody and hit them. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, Tang.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I can't remember exactly. I think it was Luka or somebody. The same thing happened last year. And I remember everybody saying that none of the players rallied around to help the player out, didn't come to his back when that man stood over top of him. I'm going to find out exactly what, but it was just last year we were talking about that. We were
talking
like,
about
yeah.
Joker and Marcus Morris.
Yeah.
Hit him in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Did nobody, everybody said somebody was supposed to come to his defense.
Yeah,
now somebody come to their player defense, it's a problem. What I'm saying is we've been saying this all out. Listen, all I'm saying is we've been saying the same thing. I agree with you. When he pushed my man Chris Paul in the back, that was dead wrong. But we already know when guys play football, basketball, anything, when you stand over top of a player, disrespecting them like your Johnson sitting over top of him, or you walk over top of him, you know what they doing, y'all. We all know what they doing, so you know somebody going to come and defend the player. We've been watching this all our life. Why are we acting like this is
except
brand new?
Except for in that instance that you just gave us, when they did your man dirty, and then ain't nobody pick him up, the only time they don't pick you up and come to your back like that is if they don't F with you.
Okay, then. Guess what? We know Patrick Beverly, what he say in this interview? When I put this jersey on, I do the dirty work. I'm in a foxhole. He said that. That's his game. He's the new age. He's the new age Rodman, but he's going to go harder. It's going to get harder.
Rodman ain't dirty like that. Rodman ain't push nobody in the back.
Yeah.
He's in the league because of his defense. He got a high IQ on the basketball court. Because if he didn't, he made smart decisions.
Why do you think he don't get put out?
Y'all keep going to this Chris Paul situation. Y'all, He literally walked past Chris Paul said something.
And then low key, Chris Paul one of the dirtiest players in the NBA.
Chris Paul got a battery too in his mouth. So when I walk past you, you say something to me. Yeah, I'm gonna react. You don't get to say, come on, man. We gotta stop the
ball. It ain't just his mouth. Chris Paul to hit people below the belt, elbow.
You don't use your hand. You say something.
I can't help it. See, you guys brought up Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman played the mental game, okay? Alonzo wanted, he didn't want to fight Rodman because Rodman pushed him. He wanted to fight Rodman because he felt like Rodman was pitching him on his ass. Stuff like that is what Rodman did. He got into the mentality of his opponent. He didn't take sucker blows. And that's...
Right. Y'all forgot about the bad boys.
You forgot Rodman used to jump in the air with his knee and kick people in the back. Y'all forgot about the bad boys? Y'all forgot about the bad boys.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
None of them was right.
Somebody so bad.
Okay. And again, Rodman ain't a good comparison because Rodman is a Hall of Famer.
Y'all going to revisit this conversation.
Exactly. And Patrick Beverly is nowhere near a Hall of Fame talent. He's not.
Right.
How long the NBA been in business? Has somebody got hurt from somebody pushing them? Tell me that. How long has somebody got hurt by somebody pushing them?
People got hurt, yeah.
Who? By pushing them? Name them.
Just Google it.
I
the worst fight they ever had in the NBA was Rudy Tom Jonathan getting hit in the face.
This is the end of it, y'all. Bottom line, if you're going to hit someone, push someone, do it in their face. Don't do it when the dude's back turned to you. Don't do it while the dude's back is turned to you. Because, yes, someone can get hurt from that. If you're going to make a man move, be a complete man and not a sucker about it. Don't put somebody
so Draymond hitting Jordan Poole in the face. Watching, then that's a sucker. Y'all call everything a sucker move. Everything y'all say is a sucker move.
I didn't say that.
Everything y'all say is a sucker move.
Man, come on. All right. You know what?
Somebody just got hit in the face.
We're done with it. 563-999-3782. Damn it, I'm picking the wrong song.
Hit it.
Nah, Kurt.
Here I go.
Alligator in the swamp. right, Lady T.
I'm here.
You ready? You ready to throw? You ready to throw some wall on this kill corner fire? You know,
yeah,
cool us down a little bit,
English.
Man. Let's cover
no
these
bullshit.
Picks.
So
Reach,
know,
are you with us? Reach,
you playing right?
007? Yeah, I already put my name. Gave to
okay. 57? You playing?
57 hung up. 57 hung up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tang?
Tang.
True to that blue.
Boy.
All right. Dory?
What, Giants blue?
Uh-uh. Giants do wear blue.
Derek, you saying?
007, I'm going to get you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I think I got muted. Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you
okay.
Hear.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I'm there. I'm fine.
Betty is already here, 007, 57 hung up. Lou already gave me his. Kel, I got you. Is Reese playing?
Okay. Yeah, she, Reese, you. Okay.
Okay, and Mima. Mima here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Okay, we
hear you. Hey, Mima, I got to tell you, you and Ronnie, y'all was talking on the group chat just so y'all can know who each other is. Mima is Yvonne. You see him
don't
on the thing?
Don't tell him my real name.
Look, keep it moving. Her name is nothing. So let's keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving.
All right. Let's keep it right moving. Okay, y'all.
So,
for the first one, it's tonight. Oh, not tonight, but tomorrow night's game. Bills and Lions, you guys. The Bills versus the Lions. This game is in Detroit. This game is in Detroit, you guys. Yeah, it's four games tomorrow. Hang in here disturbing me. Like, get on somewhere.
It's two right. Games tomorrow.
Yeah.
12:30, 4:30, 8:30.
Right. See, y'all
come on.
Come on, G. Oh, y'all. Today, we got game. I mean, See, now y'all got me all twisted up. Tank. Bills versus the Lions. Bills versus the Lions. This is a Thursday night game, guys. Start us off, Reese.
The Bills. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, baby. We hear you.
Come on, Mima.
Okay.
The Bills. All right. Come on here, Tang.
Bills.
Come on, Darius. I don't know. I think something wrong with that. What's going on? The online is acting up, y'all. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
Okay. 57 back ways.
Okay.
57
okay.
Is back ways.
I got him.
Okay.
Come on, 007.
Lions.
Bills, Lions.
Yep, Lions.
Lions. Come on, 57. Are you playing?
Who's the who is it? The Bills.
Bills and Lions.
And the Bills?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Bills. Bills.
Okay. I don't know. I think something wrong with the online because Betty ain't responded yet, and I know she's on here.
She won enough anyway.
Okay. Come on, Bill.
I'm good. I'm going for the Bills, man.
Let me tell them. I'm going Bills as well. I guess I'll get her. She'll post them. She definitely will post them. All right, this is the only division game. Hey, you guys, there is no bye week. All 32 teams will be playing. All 32 teams will be playing. This is the only division game, and it is Giants-Cowboys. It is the Giants and the Cowboys. I am taking Cowboys. I am going to write Cowboys for Tang.
Oh, hey, Marcus, I'm sorry, Tree. Marcus wants to get in. He's been on hold this whole time. Let me bring him in. But he chose the Lions for the first game.
I got you. Nate,
I'm sorry,
cool.
Marcus.
I got you. No, it's all good. Oh, okay. Come on, Reese.
Dallas.
Let's see. Come on, Marcus.
I'm sorry. What's the two games?
It's the Giants and the Cowboys, the only division game of the week.
I'm gonna go Giants.
Come on, Mima.
The Giants.
Come on, 57.
I said I won't go follow Nima no more. Damn, Giants.
Come on, 007.
And it's a win at Cowboys. Yeah.
Trying to retain that crown.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to retain that crown.
Cowboys.
Come on, Kale.
Damn it. Cowboys.
Don't do it, Kale. Oh, my God, Kale.
Cowboys, man.
Hey, bruh. Twice this year.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
That's my dog.
Hey, Kale. Kale. It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold outside, Kale. Cold.
Yeah. But Michael Parsons bringing the heat, bro. So, yeah.
Okay. That bad man is on a tear.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Chill out, bro. You know I'll never have bro on my side. Let me at least enjoy this twice out this year. Let bro ride with his little brother one time, man.
Nah, man. Absolutely not. I'm just trying to give him fair warning. It's cold outside. It's turkey day.
I know.
Patriots
yeah.
versus the Vikings, guys. Patriots versus the Vikings. The Vikings coming off that terrible loss. So, come on, Mima.
You took Dallas three.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I went first.
Okay.
Come on, Mima.
The Vikings.
Kale, I took the Cowboys, and I took the Bills.
Yeah, I got you.
Let's go, Marcus.
Hey, what's the Patriots record?
Not right offhand, but hold on, I can get it for you. Hold on.
6-4.
Okay, six and four.
I'm going Patriots.
You going Patriots?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. All right. Come on, Darius.
Vikings.
57.
Following Nemo again. Vikings.
You on the road, bro.
Come on, 007.
I like the Vikings in this game.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Vikings also.
Come on, Reese.
Vikings.
Kale.
Vikings.
I'm going Vikings as well. All right, let's keep it moving. Texans versus the Dolphins. I'm going Dolphins. Tang.
Dolphins.
Three.
Dolphins.
Come on, Marcus.
Dolphins.
Mima.
Oh.
Dolphins. Kale.
We'll go Dolphins.
I'm missing somebody. I'm missing. Oh, Darius.
Dolphins.
57.
Dolphins.
007.
And a Dolphins.
For a sweep.
Yep.
Ever picking the Texas again.
I know that's right. And that, my friend, is a sweep. You guys, that's our first sweep of the – so that game is a non-factor. Bengals versus the Titans. Bengals versus the Titans, you guys. Bengals and Titans. This game is in Tennessee. Come on here, Marcus.
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Mima.
Tennessee.
All right. Come on, Tay.
I'm going with Tennessee also.
Come on, Reese.
Tennessee.
Come on, Darius.
Tennessee.
57.
The Bengals.
Heck yeah.
007.
Yup, going with the Bengals too.
I am taking. Come on, Kale.
Bengals.
I'm going Titan. All right. Broncos versus the Panthers. Woo. These are the two of the worst teams, but
yeah,
Broncos versus the Panthers, you guys. Who want to start us off? Come on, Mima.
Broncos.
I know, right? Come on, Marcus.
Broncos.
Darius.
Give me Panthers.
I'm taking the Panthers as well. Come on, 007.
Panthers.
57.
They're like waiting for the corn to land. Carolina.
Don't laugh at him, Bebo.
Come on, Tang.
Panthers.
Three.
Panthers.
Cam.
Broncos.
And that, my friends, everybody's sick. Okay. Let's go to the next one, and Bears Jets. So y'all know Zach Wilson has been benched. Zach Wilson has been benched. So it is the rookie for the Jets. Justin Fields still playing for the Bears. So this game is in New York. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Jets. Sorry, Ted.
Come on, Tang.
Hey, didn't Justin Fields break his leg or something? Somebody, is he all right? You sure he's playing?
He broke his leg.
Something
he break his leg?
I'm telling y'all, man, something happened to that boy last week. He might not be playing this week. I'm going.
Until I got high.
Oh, it's his shoulder.
His shoulder.
It's his shoulder. I knew it was something. I'm going with the jet.
Yeah, it's his shoulder.
I'm going with the
shoulder or broken leg.
I knew it was something, though. I thought I just didn't have it right, 57. I'm sorry, 57.
My bad, bro. I love you.
Okay. Come on, Reese. Yeah, it's a shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, Jets.
Yeah.
Come on,
Darby. Give me the Jets.
Come on, 57.
I'm going with the Jets.
Oh, Betty says she's going with the jet. I got her whole list. She, I don't know, something wrong with her. She said something wrong with her phone. 007.
Bears.
Okay, well, I'll send you her list.
Okay.
She threw me off.
Bears.
Come on, Mom. I got you, Bears. 007.
The Jets. I'm going with the Jets.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Hey, who's the rookie coming in for the Jets?
I don't know this guy.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for that.
Nah, something white though.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I want the Bears. I want the Bears.
I don't know that quarterback.
Who coming in for Justin?
Justin, right. Justin Field is his plan.
He got a torn shoulder, ligaments in his shoulder. He not playing.
Hey, which shoulder is it, though? Is it his throwing shoulder? If it ain't his throwing shoulder,
he might put some tape on it and go on out there and stink it up for the everybody.
I
don't know. I'm taking a
picture. Straight like that. They send them out there with some torn ligaments in their shoulder, then they tripping. It ain't like they going to the Super Bowl right now, man. You better not send that man out there. Not with no torn ligaments in his shoulder. I don't care if it's not his throwing shoulder. You
y'all
use your whole upper body
talking.
To talk to do stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He don't throw the ball anyway, man. He run the ball anyway. He a running back.
Falcons versus the Washington Commanders. This game is right here at home in our backyard, guys. All right. Start us off, Tank.
Let's go, Washington.
Come on, Kale. I already put you there for Washington. I just need you to say it.
Washington football team.
Guys, Reese, I put you there for Washington, too. Is that wrong?
No, Washington.
Gotcha.
Not if she want to eat. Not if she want to eat for Thanksgiving.
Hey, big boy, don't be so mean. Come on.
Here's a Washington turkey.
Come on, Darius.
Here's a Washington turkey.
I thought I smelled.
Darius.
Atlanta.
Oh, Falcons.
Cardoza.
Falcons. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Commanders.
Come on, Mima. Washington. Burgundy and gold. Gotcha.
Hi, baby.
Come on, Marcus.
The Washington Iskabills.
I got you. I don't know. I'm gonna take. I'm going with the Falcons. Bucks versus the Browns, you guys. Bucks versus the Browns. This game is in Cleveland. This game is in Cleveland, you guys. Bucks versus the Browns. All right, who's going to start us out? Come on, 57.
Bucks.
007.
I like the Browns.
Excuse me. Come on, Darius.
Browns.
Come on, Mima.
The Bucks.
Marcus.
Tom Brady going out the gate.
All right, let's see. Let's go, Uri.
Bucks.
Tanya.
Bucks.
I'm going Bucks. Kale.
Bucks.
All right, y'all. That was a good one. All right, let's keep it moving. We have the Ravens versus the Jaguars. This game is being played in Jacksonville, guys. And it's in Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Ravens. Start us out, Kale.
Call Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. Tang.
Ravens.
Bree.
Ravens.
Is anybody not taking a Raven?
Jaguar.
Okay. 007. Jaguar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else got the Ravens, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I got y'all. I'm just writing a little fast. I got to write. Make sure everybody on here. Jay, no sweet. Okay. Let's go. Raiders versus the Hawks. I'm trying to get through it, so I know we want to talk a little bit football, y'all. Raiders versus the Hawks. This is in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
No. Seahawks is in Seattle. Yeah. I'm thinking about NBA. Sorry, guys. Raiders versus the Hawks. Seahawks, that is. All right. Start us out, Reese.
Seahawks.
Sorry about that, y'all. Okay. All right. Come on, Mima.
I'm going with Geno.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Geno Smith.
You said that, folks. I had to get another pen. Yeah, my pen ran out. I haven't been writing too much, but this is my favorite pen. Come on, Tang.
Raiders.
Ooh.
Tang, are you celebrating early?
Raiders and the Seahawks. Okay, Tang said Raiders. Come on, Kale.
Raiders.
What? Come on, 57.
Seahawks.
Come on, 007.
And Seahawks.
Come on, Darius.
Seahawks.
All right. I am going with the Seahawks. All right, guys. Did I get everybody? Yeah. All right. Let's keep this thing rolling, guys. Chargers versus the Cardinals. Chargers versus the Cardinals, you guys. I'm going Chargers. Come on, Darius.
Can you say it again? Say the teams again.
The teams are the Chargers and the Cardinals.
I'm gonna go Cardinals.
Come on, 57.
Chargers.
Come on, 007.
Cardinals.
Mima. Chargers. Marcus.
Chargers.
All right. Come on, Tang.
Murray not back yet?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I Chargers. So.
Chargers.
Dama told you he was back. Switch my Chargers, please.
Okay. I don't think he's back yet, but I'll check before we get off the phone.
Please, please do. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I got you, Darius. Come on, Reese.
Chargers.
Tail.
Chargers.
Make sure I got everybody. Chargers, everybody, Cardinals. Let's keep it moving. The Saints versus the... Yes.
Just put me at the Cardinals. I just looked it up and said it was questionable. I don't care. I'm just going with the Cardinals.
Oh, he's questionable? I'll turn you back to the Cardinals.
They said he could be returning this Sunday. I'm just going to go with him. I ain't worrying about it.
Oh, so you don't want the Chargers? You want the Cardinals?
I want the Cardinals. Yes, ma'am.
I got you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Derek, you want to go back to the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Y'all messing up my paper.
Y'all messing up my paper.
Hey, look, this is y'all rough draft anyway, so just write it over.
Oh, you know, I don't write nothing over it. Whatever it is,
right.
I leave the same paper.
Dude,
all right, Saints versus the 49ers, guys. And I suggest y'all write down y'all picks as well. I suggest y'all write down y'all picks, too, as well. So, Saints versus the 49ers, you guys. I am already wrote down for the 49ers, okay? I already wrote that down. Y'all already know that. So, I'm going to read. Somebody chewing on the phone like they just at lunch. Come on, Reed.
I'm going with the 49ers.
Gotcha. Come on, Tang.
49ers.
Kel.
49ers.
Darius.
49ers.
57.
Patty Liners. 49ers.
007.
I like the Saints.
Mima.
49ers.
Marcus.
I like panty lines.
Wow.
Keep the situation fresh, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Rams versus the Chiefs, you guys. Rams versus the Chiefs. And this game is in Kansas City. Kansas City, baby.
Kansas City.
Yes. Start us out, Tank.
Going with the Chiefs.
Come on, Reese.
Chiefs.
Kale.
Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs.
Ain't got no running game.
Come on, Darius.
Chiefs.
57.
Me too. Chiefs.
007.
Chiefs.
Meemaw.
Chiefs.
Marcus.
Chiefs.
All right. Second sweep, guys. That was the second sweep, so that game is non and void as well. All right. Packers versus the Eagles. This is a Sunday night game, y'all. Sunday night football game. Packers versus the Eagles.
Yeah.
What say you, Mima? I hear you.
The Eagles.
Come on, Marcus.
Eagles.
Come on, 007.
I like the Packers in this game.
Come on, 57.
Eagles.
There he is.
Eagles.
Come on, Tang.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Kale.
Eagles.
I'm going Eagles as well. All right, that was a good one. And for the last and final game of the week, y'all, Monday night, got the floor to yourself. Don't be on no pins and needles, 57, Huckleberry.
Nah.
We got the Steelers and the Colts. We got the Steelers and the Colts, and this game is being played in Indianapolis. Monday night all to yourself, 57.
Steelers 31-17.
I know that's right. Come on with it. Come on with it, 57. I know that's right. All right, 007, what say you?
You need a Colt 45? Picking up a Colt.
Mm-hmm.
17-16.
What's the score? What was it?
17-16. 17-16.
Okay.
Yeah. 15.
Come on,
six.
Darius.
Coach, 17-10.
You said coach 17-10? I'm trying to. Let's get it. Let's get it, people. Let's get it. Let me see what her score is, Mama's school. She says coach 24-17. 24-17. Okay. Lou says, Coach 24-10. Come on, Mima.
27-14.
27-14. Hold on. Okay. Her number's backwards. Come on, Tang.
Yeah. Going with Pittsburgh, 26-19.
26-19, okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Steelers, 21-10.
Okay. Come on, Ms. Reed.
Excuse me. Colts 21-14.
Come on, Marcus.
Going Colts 35-30.
Okay. I'm going Steelers. And I'm going 28-26. I don't know how that is, but that's what I'm taking. Okay, so if anybody want to change anything, let them speak now or until 7:45, speak their piece, hold their piece. Okay?
I do.
What you want to say?
I want to switch.
Hold on, let me get to you. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I want to switch to Tennessee Titans. I'm so thirsty. Yeah.
So you want to take
the Titans.
You want to take the Titans instead of the Bengals.
Yeah.
Right?
You want to take the Titans.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I want to switch to the Cowboys over the Giants. I hate it, but I just. Okay. Let me get to you, Mima. Hold on.
You ain't doing nothing wrong, Mima. You ain't doing nothing wrong, Mima.
I'm going to ride with you on that, Mima.
But listen, if just to let you know, big bruh, I know Marcus said it was cold. He must forget, man. We can close our dome up if we want to. It ain't going to be cold. It's going to be 80 degrees in Texas in that dome.
And Jerry got the coke on the referees in his pocket. You know, this Dallas thing. Jerry's
Frank,
world. Oh. Y'all
going to
be in Jerry's
world. Big bank cake, little
Jerry
bank.
Jerry got this. So listen, guys. I don't want nobody to be left out of the game. So put your $5 in. And if not, just play for, you know, bragging rights. It's all good playing for bragging rights. That's all good. It's good. But the Cash App is $MAMABOSS5. I need the money in before tomorrow's game, okay? The money has to be in before tomorrow's kickoff game, first golf game. If your money isn't in before 12:30 tomorrow, you are not playing for the kitty. You are playing just to be playing, okay? All right. So if anybody needs the Cash App again, I'm going to put it on Facebook. And if you need it again, I can tell it to you. Just let me know if that's what you need. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I promise you guys, 2 seconds, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz, and it's a Heavy D production, you bastards. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. Let's go.
Post Gitano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside at the Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's. Will soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They can give it and they take it. Life is cool that way, but even a broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could have turned guns into roses like two times a day. Now it's something you gotta say, two times a day.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was one of those times. I'm sorry. I got caught up in the music. I love that song. Life is
all roses.
Roses. You know what I'm talking about? You know what? Let me say this off the break. Kale's Corner Pete, we appreciate you all with Lady T's picks just now. Do you realize Lady T only had to say something one time about the noise in the background? Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Did y'all don't understand? Y'all do not understand. It's a job trying to get everyone's pick and what everyone think and all of this. Write it down, listen to the scores and everything. over top of noise that shouldn't
57
be.
57
talking.
So, see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I can't even be quiet on the thing, man.
Don't get started, Nima.
You know what I'm saying, Nima? Stop that. Be nice. Pop your head, Nima. Pop your head. That was nice. She said 57 talking. Out of nowhere too, but no, seriously. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. You got. I knew you could do it, and you done it. So guess what? Lady T and DMV Kale ain't expecting nothing else from here on out. Y'all talking about? Y'all know what we talking about. Now let's discuss some of these games, man. Y'all really think the Seahawks? I don't want to say win streak. I don't want to say luck. I'll just say the ball bouncing the Seahawks way. Y'all think that's going to continue for real?
Long as you have Pete Carroll as the coach, you know, the high energy coach. He's the highest energy coach in the NFL. So long as you have him, he's the driving force of reigniting Geno Smith's career. So they could be, you know, dangerous going to the playoffs. I would be scared to play them.
Yes, I picked the Raiders. 007 just confirmed my pick for me. He say Pete Carroll reunited. What did he reunite Geno Smith with, bro?
He reunited. You know what I'm saying? Reunited his career.
He resurrected his career. Okay. He resurrected his career. Okay, okay.
That's what I meant to say, yeah.
Feel great I took the Raiders. Anybody else have anything they want to say about that? Let me say this. If the Eagles were playing anyone other than Green Bay, because I really feel another loss coming up for them Eagles this week. But Green Bay has been nothing but a disappointment. So I just can't, with a good mind, choose Green Bay over the Eagles. And the young boy's been playing pretty good as well.
We're getting ready to separate the wheat from the chaff, baby. We get down to the last part of the season, the second half of the season. The frauds are getting ready to be exposed.
Hey, what I say? Are they potted meat or steak? And we about to find
there
out
you go.
who exactly is the potted meat. This Steelers and Colts, Jeff Saturday's magic ain't gonna last for so long, y'all. I mean, for real. Seriously. Sooner than later, the fact that this man has no head coaching experience is going to affect this team. And I agree with everyone. Jeff Saturday has been handling situations as they come brilliantly. Brilliantly. I'll give him that. But I'm sorry. I just don't think or see that continuing through this season. And believe it or not, man, the Steelers are playing with a little momentum here, man. They really are. And
the whole
I think they're gonna take him to the car.
You heard him.
I see it. Yeah. I see it in their offense. I see it in their offense. Starting to wake up. I've always seen it in their defense, and we're seeing it in their special teams. Those are the only three phases of football. So I think Pickett will set that guitar on his knee and pick it this week. You're talking about? Yeah, I'm talking about. Really?
Well, I hope Jeff Saturday coaches the same type of game this Sunday as he coached last Sunday, because he should have took what's his name out of the game early, and he left him in there and he blew the game. So I hope he coaches the same way with us.
Didn't he get his first win?
Only thing I like about the Steelers is the terrible towels.
You gotta keep squeaking something. I keep hearing something in the background.
More like a terrible washcloth.
You know what, man? You know what?
Well, hey, listen. It's football. We all, you know, entitled to pick who we pick. I'm telling y'all, come Sunday, y'all going to say that daggone Kale was right. That daggone Kale guy, I mean Monday, y'all going to say that daggone Kale was right. And like Treat has said several times, it's the last football game for this week 12. So, yeah, they got to bring it. They got to bring it because all eyes are on them. And Jeff Saturday has not coached in a primetime game as of yet. Mike Tomlin has several under his belt. Several under his belt. And for those of us that know football, there's a huge difference in a regular time game and a primetime game. A huge difference. So, you know, I'm looking for.
And we still hold a record for most wins on Monday night games. We still hold that record.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, I have a question.
Neymar. Interesting. Neymar.
Is it a 45 or album?
There you go. That's pretty good.
Hey,
I like that. That was good.
Neymar, put it down. You have had it up. I got a question for 007 and Marcus. How in the ham sandwich do y'all pick the Lions with confidence over the Bills?
The run game.
I don't see.
It's the run game. I like Swift, and you know, if you have ball control, if you convert on third down, if you keeping the clock moving, you know, I trust the Lions, you know, because the Bills is a pass team. So that's why I picked the Lions over the Bills. And I don't trust Josh Allen after throwing that pick against the Minnesota Vikings. You know, although that was arguably the best game of the season.
Okay. All right.
57.
You got the last word.
Yes, ma'am. Well, happy seasons to everybody.
Sure.
Everybody have a good Thursday. And as football wise, I hope everybody's team win. But most of all, I hope I win the pool. Love you.
There you go. Oh, that was a good one. All right. Kale MST would like to thank everyone that supports us here, even on our special days. We would like to thank you guys for joining us. Kale MST would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale MST, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner at Facebook and Instagram. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. I want to also say happy birthday to my niece, Jakiya Gilchrist. Happy birthday, my love. Enjoy your teenage years. Kale, you have the very last word.
Oh, happy birthday. Welcome to your teenage years. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, if you love them, guess what? Sit down and have dinner with them tomorrow. Sit down, have dinner with them, make it a fun time, and enjoy your holiday. Thank you all. Thank you. I cannot say it enough. You guys rock. Y'all are the real MVPs of Talk Radio. We'll get with you guys on Tuesday. Good luck on your picks. And remember, what Don Cornelius say, peace and soul.
And
burger. Yeah, all that. Here we go.
Peace and love.
Hold. You.
How many parties y'all gonna have over there? Ready. I'm gonna turn around. Party, party, party.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Hold.
I just want you to know.
Hold. I'll let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Stop for the world.
Now I just wanna love you.
Just wanna love
but
you.
But be who I am.
Know you love me.
And with all this cash.
More money, more problems.
Don't forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk.
Ooh, wait a minute. I shouldn't be so high on that boy. Hey, baby, come here.
But don't foolish your man.
Come on. Give me that funk. That sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I f*** them, will I dip them. That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll be placed them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. Four velvet ass, got weed everywhere. What do you say, me, you and your Chloe glasses?
Uh-huh.
Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion. Like Prada blouse, Gucci bra,
okay.
Filth margin, take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't foolish me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't foolish me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Save the narrative, you saving it for marriage. Keep it real, ma, you saving it for charity. You wanna see how far I'ma go, how much I'ma spend, but you already know. Zip zero, stingy with De Niro. Might buy you crisp, but that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it. I might wipe you and buy you a nice whip, mom, but you really gotta ride nice. Know how to work your hips and your head priceless. Perfect your love to hove and I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune sound. Okay, hot hole, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like Tupac soul. Only way to roll, jiggering two ladies, I'm too cold. Motorola, two-way pay, come on.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't foolish me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't foolish me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. It ain't where I've been. But where I'm about to go.
Know me? I'm Will Smith, Jackie Robinson, Jay-Z.
Same song, I'm back, been around the world, bro. Manson girls that dance with girls from Club Peter, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in L.A., bubbling in Dublin, can't deny me. Why would you want to? You need me. Why don't you try me? Baby, you want to? Believe me.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't foolish me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't foolish me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Give it to me.
That.